兄姐妹们早安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我很高兴今天来到这里。
I'm very glad to be here today.
我尤其高兴今天有 Dick 弟兄替我翻译。
I'm also glad that Dick here is translating for me.
他的英文很好。His English is very good.
Okay.
我今天要讲的题目是初代教会三个问题。
This morning, I'd like to talk about the three questions in the early church.
主耶稣的教会在地上设立以后。
When the church was first established,
他们有很多重要的事情要做决定。
They have many important decisions they have to make.
有些事情他们经过很多的讨论。
Some things they have to discuss for a long time.
后来他们做了一个正确的决定。
Then finally they made a decision.
我要跟大家讲的三个问题是。
I have three questions I'd like to discuss with you.
第一个就是谁可以得救。
The first question is who can be saved?
第二个问题是如何得救。
The second question is how to be saved?
第三个问题是谁是救主。
The third question is who is the Savior?
这三个都是非常重要的问题。
These three are very important questions.
我们要看圣经。
Let's look at the scriptures.
请看加拉太书第三章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章第二十六节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 26.
到二十八节。
Through 28.
加拉太书三章二十六节到二十八节。
Galatians 3, 26 through 28.
你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ.
并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里面都成为义了。
There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
这几节圣经讲到什么人可以得救？
These few verses talks about who can be saved.
这里讲到三种的不同。
There's three different topics or subjects.
第一种就是种族的不同。
The first difference is the difference in race.
第二种就是社会地位的不同。
The second is the difference in social status.
第三种就是男女的性别的不同。
The third type is the difference in gender.
这里提到犹太人和希利尼人。
Here it talks about the Jews and the Greeks.
这就是讲到种族的不同。
This is about the difference in races.
这个犹太人呢，他们是非常这个骄傲的一个民族。
The Jews are a very proud race.
他们觉得他们是最好的。
They often feel that they're the best.
他们是神的选民。
They're the chosen ones. from God.
那么非犹太人呢，都是他们看不起的。
All the non-Jews are not to be looked at respectfully.
这是一种种族的偏见。
This is a racial discrimination.
这个种族的问题是我们世界的一个很大的问题。
The race problem, racial problem is a big problem in society.
在美国有白人有黑人。
In America, there is black and white.
现在又来了很多黄人。
Now we have a lot of yellow skin.
我们黄人最好了，因为也不太白，也不太黑。
We're kind of in the middle, so we're the best.
Yes, we're the best. 在美国有白人黑人的问题。
In America, there is the race differences between white.
在中东有犹太人、以色列人和阿拉伯人的问题。
In the Middle East, there's a problem with the Jews and the Arabs.
在亚洲有印尼人和这个马来西亚人的问题。
In Asia, there is a problem with the Indonesians and the Malaysians.
人类学家告诉我们，假如有一天这个种族战争发生了，那就是世界最大的问题。
The racial specialist says if there is a problem in the world that has to do with races, that's a big problem.
你看种族之间常常有很多的偏见。
There's always a lot of problems with the races.
在教会刚刚成立的时候
，when the first church was established,
犹太人就很有种族的偏见。
The Jews have a lot of racial discrimination, bias.
神首先把福音交给他们。
The God first gave this gospel to the Jews.
神是希望他们传给全世界的人。
God wills that all the gospel should be spread out to all people.
可是他们不愿意这样做。
But they did not want to do that.
他们只爱他们自己的同胞。
They only love their own people.
当时教会的领袖是彼得。
The leader of the church at the time is Peter.
神要他传福音给外邦人，给非犹太人，很困难。
He has difficulty in reaching out to the non-Jews.
在《使徒行传》里面就记载这个故事。
In the book of Acts, it talks about the story of Peter.
神要彼得传福音给非犹太人，非常不容易。
He has difficulty in preaching the gospel to the non-Jews.
神必须要给他看见。神的心意。
God wants him to see his vision, God's vision for him.
在圣经里面讲到犹太人要把这个福音从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚、犹太全地一直到地极要传出去。
Yeah, in the Gospel of Acts, in the book of Acts, it says that God wants all people to be saved, to first go to Samaria, to Judea, and to the end of the world.
当时有一个这个百夫长名字叫做哥利牛。
In the church, there's a fellow named Cornelius.
谁要彼得传福音给他？
Who wants to give the gospel to him?
非常困难。
Very difficult.
因为他不是犹太人。
Because Cornelius now.
神必须要彼得看见天上来的异象，一共三次，一连三次，他才知道。
But God had given him a vision, Peter, three times.
后来他去了哥利牛家传福音给外邦人。
Later on, he had to go and preach throughout the rest of the world.
他回到耶路撒冷的时候，很多人跟他辩论。
When he came to Jerusalem, many people came to argue with him.
你为什么违反我们犹太人的传统到外邦人家里去呢？
They were arguing with Peter, saying, "Why are you teaching the gospel to the others, non-Jews?"
他就讲，神给我看见异象一连三次。
He said consecutively, God gave him three visions of the same visions.
我不能不去。
I cannot.
这是神的意思。
This is God's will.
因为神爱全世界的人。
Because God loves the world.
你看，神在旧约圣经里面吩咐这个先知约拿要到尼尼微去传福音。
In the Old Testament, the prophet
Jonah
to preach to Nineveh.
也是很困难。
It's also very difficult.
他不愿意。
He
这都是种族的偏见。
That's a racial bias.
后来他们克服了这个偏见。
But later on, they conquered, they overcame the bias.
还好他们这样，要不然我们这些人都不能听福音了。
So they, because they overcame, so that's why we have heard the gospel.
还有第二个困难。
There's also a third problem.
就是社会地位的困难。
That's the social problem.
在圣经里面讲到自由人和这个为奴的和奴隶。
The scripture here talks about the free man and the slave.
今天的话来讲就是资本家和这个和这个劳动者。
Here it talks about the capitalists and the laborers.
在很多地方有这个种族的界限。
There's many differences in this type of discrimination.
当主耶稣降生的时候。
When Jesus was born.
放羊的人去看他。
The shepherds came to see him.
东方的博士也去看他。
The wise men from the east came to visit him.
他们是社会中间地位最高的和地位最低的都去看耶稣，耶稣都欢迎。
Jesus welcomed both the very highly respected wise men and also the lowly, humble shepherds.
在信耶稣的人当中。
Those who believe in Jesus.
有的是国王，像大卫，像所罗门一样。
There are also kings like David.
也有一些学者，像保罗。
There's also those who are learned people like Paul.
也有一些人是木匠，打鱼的渔夫。
There's also those who are carpenters and fishermen.
美国的总统林肯把这个黑奴解放了。
President Lincoln freed the slaves.
所以这就是把我们这个社会的种族界限给它打破了。
He did that to abolish these old traditions.
最初在耶稣的那个时代，奴隶制度是非常盛行的。
In the days of Jesus, slavery was very common.
这个主人对待奴隶啊，就好像对待牛和马一样。
How the master treat the slave is like treating animals.
他可以随便用鞭子打他。
They would beat them up.
可以把他们打死都没有关系的。
They can beat them and even to death, no problem.
就在这样的一个背景之下，圣经里面有一卷很美丽的书。
Just in this kind of a background, there is a very beautiful book in the Bible.
就是新约圣经的很短的一卷书，叫做《腓利门》。腓利门书。
In the scriptures in the book of Philemon.
Philemon. 那里讲到一个很美丽的故事。
There's a beautiful story.
讲到有一个奴隶。
Talks about a slave.
他偷了主人的钱后来逃走了。
He stole the master's money and ran away.
他主人非常生气。
Master was very angry.
这个奴隶的名字叫阿尼西姆。
Slave's name is.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. 就逃到罗马去了。
He ran away to Rome.
罗马那个时候保罗正在罗马。
That time, Paul was in Rome.
保罗被关在监牢里。
Paul was already in prison.
保罗在那里传福音。
Paul was spreading the gospel.
阿尼西姆就听保罗传福音，信了耶稣。
And the slave Alish was Elizabeth, okay. And believed.
对了，他就跟保罗说。
He talked to Paul.
我本来是个奴隶。
So I was a slave.
我偷了主人的钱跑了。
I took my master's money and ran away.
我向神认了罪。
I have asked God's forgiveness.
可是我怎么样向我的主人认罪呢
？So how do I ask for forgiveness from my master?
我怕得要命。
I'm very afraid.
他可能会把我打死呢。
He may beat me up.
保罗跟他讲不要怕。
Paul said to him,
你的主人是我的好朋友。
Don't be afraid. Your master is my good friend.
腓利门就是那个主人的名字。
The master is Philemon.
保罗就写一封信，请这个奴隶带去给他的主人。
So he asked the slave he wrote a letter to Philemon.
在那个书里面，保罗就跟腓利门讲，他说啊， 请你原谅你的这个奴隶。
In the book of Philemon, it says, please forgive this slave.
他现在已经信耶稣了。
Now he's a believer.
他不再是奴隶了。
He's no more a slave.
他是我们主里面亲爱的弟兄啊。
He's a dear brother, in the body of Christ.
他而且他还说他是我心上的人啊。
He's very dear to me.
所以你看在圣经里面有这个腓立敏书是非常美丽的一卷书。
So this is a beautiful book in the scriptures to talk about the relationship between the
所以不但是福音不但是把种族的界限打碎了而且把这个社会地位的界限也打碎了。
In the gospel, it breaks the barrier between the social status.
所以我们每个人在神面前都是平等的。
So before Christ, in front of Christ,
没有一个人哪没有哪一个人可以骄傲，也我们也不必自卑啊。
We don't need to be proud or to be humble.
还有第三个界限。
There's a third barrier.
就是男女的界限。
Just between male and female.
我们感谢神，我们教会很多的姐妹们。
Praise the Lord that there's men and women here.
你知道，在古代的时候，妇女都是被压迫的。
In the old days, the females or women are usually being oppressed.
我听说一件事情，我简直不敢相信。
I've heard a story that I cannot believe.
听说犹太人一天三次感谢神。
The Jews thank the Lord three times a day.
Three times a day for three things.
For three things.
Thank God, I'm a living person, not a dead person. 我感谢神，我是个活人，不是个死人。
I thank God I'm alive, not dead.
我感谢神，我是一个自由的人，不是一个奴隶。
I'm thank God that I'm free and not a slave.
我也感谢神，我是男人，不是女人。哎呀
，I'm also thankful that I'm a man and not a woman.
你看他们那个时候很看不起女人的。
That time they don't really respect women.
我们现在男人女人完全都平等了。
Now women and men are all equal.
主耶稣来了以后，把这个地，把女人的地位大大的提高了。
When Christ came, he lifted up the status of women.
主耶稣称赞妇女。
Lord Jesus praised the women.
他称赞迦南妇人的信心。
He praised the Canaanite women.
他也称赞玛利亚的爱心。
He also praised the love of Mary.
他也称赞那个穷寡妇的奉献。
He also praised the poor widow.
主耶稣复活以后，第一个向他显现的就是一个姐妹。
The first person who he talked to was a woman when he resurrected.
耶稣来了以后，把妇女的地位大大的提高。现在我们都是男女平等了。
When Christ came, he lifted up the status of all women.
很多人得到了基督教的好处，他们自己不知道。
A lot of people have experienced the goodness of Christ, but they did not realize.
今天我们很多的女孩子在大学里念书。
Many women are in college.
以前的女人不能念书的。
In the old days, there's no women cannot go to college.
你知道我们在中国大陆第一所女子学校就是教会办的。
In China, the first ladies' college is sponsored by a church.
中国以前那些当官的人、有钱的人，都是一个人有好多个妻子的。
In China, there's in old China, there's those who are in high positions have many wives.
一夫一妻的制度是保护妇女的。
The one man, one wife.Is for protection for women.
今天很多人得到基督教的好处，他不知道。
Here there are many now many people experience the goodness of Christianity, but they did not realize it.
今天女子不但是能够受到高等的教育，还可以参加政治活动。
Now they don't the women can not only go to college, but they can also
还可以选参议员，还可以选总统。
They can become presidents and congressmen.
你知道回教国家不是这样。
But in the Muslim world, that's not the case.
听说最近不久以前，沙特阿拉伯才让女人可以开车呢。
Just recently, we've heard that only recently that the Saudis are allowing women to drive.
初代教会里面也讨论这个问题。
They also talk about this in the church.
男人可以信耶稣，女人可不可以？
Man can believe in Christ, but can women?
他们后来决定，在神面前，人人都是宣像都是平等的。
They've decided in the early church that yes, they can.
感谢神，这三个大的困难都解决了。
Praise the Lord that all these three problems have been solved.
种族的区别没有了。
There's no difference in racial bias.
社会地位的区别没有了。
Societal biases are also gone.
男女的区别都没有了。
The difference between male and female is gone as well.
哎呀，感谢神呐！我们今天教会里面男的女的都坐在一起，我们都一块儿敬拜神，都可以一块儿在台上台下都可以侍奉神。感谢神，这是神的恩典。
Praise the Lord, we are all equal. We can serve the Lord.Together, men and women.
这是当时教会的第一个问题，得到了很好的解决。
That's the first problem of the early church.
我们再看第二个问题。
The second problem.
The 第二个 problem.
第二个 problem. 第二个问题。Second problem.
好，我们来看第二个问题，就是怎么样可以得救。
The second problem is how can we be saved?
我们要看两段圣经。
We want to look at the scriptures.
稍微长一点，不过你们耐心，我们要学习神的话啊。
Two scriptures.
罗马书第二章。
Romans 2, chapter 2, Romans chapter 2.
Chapter 2, 第二十五节到二十九节。
25 to 29.
这一段圣经呢，里面常常讲到两件事。
This passage has talked about two things.
一件事就是律法 law.
One thing is law.
因为犹太人很看重律法，他们有神的律法。
The Jews are very focused on law.
第二件事情就是隔离。
The other thing is circumcision.
Circumcision. 男人犹太人的男人生下来第八天要行隔离。
The Jews have their law says that after eighth day they have to circumcise.
把男孩子的这个羊皮割下来，这他们觉得这是他们很骄傲的事情。
Yeah, the eighth day they need to be circumcised as a baby.
好的，我们来看这段圣经。
Okay.
第罗马书第二章第二十五节。
Chapter two.Verse 25.
你若是行律法的，隔离固然与你有益；若是犯律法的，你的隔离就算不得隔离。
Circumcision has value if you observe the law, but if you break the law, you have become as though you had not been circumcised.
所以那个未受隔离的，若遵守律法的条例，他虽然未受隔离，岂不算是有隔离吗？
If those who are not circumcised keep the law's requirement, would they not be regarded as though they are circumcised?
而且那本来未受隔离的，若能够全守律法，岂不是要审判你这有疑问和隔离竟犯律法的人吗？
The one who is not circumcised physically and yet obeys the law would condemn you who, even though you have the written code and circumcision, are a lawbreaker.
因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的隔离也不是真隔离。
A man is not a Jew if he's only one outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical.
唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真隔离也是心里的，在乎疑文不在乎灵，不在乎疑文，这人的称赞。不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
No, a man is a Jew if he is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a man's praise is not from man, but from God.
这是我们念的第一段圣经啊。
This is our first passage.
在这段圣经里面，常常出现的就是律法和隔离。
This passage talks about circumcision and law.
这个犹太人他们很骄傲，他们觉得神把律法给他们，他们身上行了隔离，他们跟神立约了，他们是最了不起，他们是得救的。
They feel very proud that they have this law from God and they're following through this law of circumcision. They're very proud of that.
保罗跟他们讲不是这样的。
But Paul says that's not the
你们有律法，你们有没有遵守呢？
You have law.
Have you 有哪一个人能够完全遵守神的律法呢？
Have you followed all the laws?
没有一个人。
Can you obey all the laws?
我们再看第一，再看一段圣经，第三章。
Looks like the third.
第十九节。第三章第十九节。
Chapter 3:19.
我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。
Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个人因为行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知道自己有罪。
Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious.
但如今Excuse me. 但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
But now a righteousness from God apart from law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify.
就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
And are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ.
在这段圣经里面，常常提到律法，律法，律法。
This passage talks about the law, the law, the law.
犹太人，你们觉得有律法，你们很骄傲。
For the Jews, you feel like you are very proud because you have the law.
其实你们能够完全遵守律法吗？
Can you obey all the law?
你们根本就没有办法完全遵守。
You cannot obey all of them.
世界上没有一个人能够完全遵守。
Nobody is able to obey all the laws.
一个人得救唯一的方法就是要相信耶稣基督。
The only way to believe in Jesus, to be saved is to believe in Jesus.
因为世人都犯了罪。
Because everyone have sinned.
我们相信耶稣就白白的可以得救。
When we believe and trust in Jesus, we can be saved.
怎么样的方法人可以得救？
How can we be saved?
犹太人就有这两块绊脚石。
The Jews have this stumbling block.
一个就是律法。
First is the law.
一个就是隔离。
The second is circumcision.
他们认为他们有律法，他们又受了隔离，他们一定得救。
They feel that they have the circumcision and they follow the law, they can be saved.
其实他们不是的。
That's not the case.
保罗告诉他们，你们没有办法得救。
Because you cannot be saved.
你们只有相信耶稣基督才可以得救。
Only believe through Jesus you can be saved.
保罗引证圣经上有名的他们的祖先亚伯拉罕做证据，告诉他们人得救不是靠着遵行律法和守隔离。
Even through the story of Abraham, Paul says that through Abraham that believe in Jesus, believe in God is not through the law.
你们都很崇拜你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕，不是吗？
Don't you respect your prophet Abraham?
你们知道亚伯拉罕得救被神称为义是什么时候吗？
Do you know when Abraham became righteous?
是不是因为他受了隔离他就得救了呢？
Is it because he received the circumcision he became righteous?
不是的。
That's not true.
他受隔离的时候是他99岁的时候。
He was circumcised when he was 99.
对了，他大约80岁的时候，神就称他为义了。
When he was 80, God has called him to be righteous.
所以他绝对不是因为受隔离得救了。
So he was not because of circumcision, became righteous.
讲到律法。
Talking about law.
律法是什么时候才有的？
When was law given?
Thank you very much.律法是摩西的时候才有的。
The law was given through Moses.
你看这个犹太人的历史就知道。
If you look at the history of the Jewish nation,
亚伯拉罕比摩西早了400多年呢。
Abraham was 400 years before Moses.
他那个时候根本没有律法呀。
That time there was no law.
他怎么可能靠遵行律法得救啊？
There was no law for Abraham to follow.
对不对呀？
Is that right?
所以他也不是靠着割礼得救。
He was not, he became saved not because of circumcision.
99岁的时候他才受割礼。
Only circumcised when he was 99.
早差不多20年神就让称他为得救了。
20 years ago, God said that he was righteous.
他也不可能遵行400多年以后的律法得救，那个时候他根本没有律法。
He can also be righteous because of the law, because it's 400 years later.
保罗就是把这个道理跟他们讲，让他们知道，人得救绝对不是靠着遵行律法和割礼。
So Paul was telling the Jews that this is not the case with Abraham.
而且加拉太书里面告诉我们，一个人假如要得救，他必须要遵守全部的律法，而且他一生每一条都要遵守。
The scripture says that you, if you want to be saved through the law, you have to follow completely the law.
All his life.
All his life.
从小到老，他必须要完全遵守。
From young to old, he has to.
而且律法有那么多条，每一条都要遵守。
He needs to follow completely every single law.
没有一个人可能这样做的。
Nobody can do that.
马丁路德是一个天主教的修教士。
Martin Luther is a preacher.
他决定不结婚，他要去做修教士。
He decided not to get married so he can do ministry work.
他是很爱神的，对不对？
He loved the Lord.
今天年轻人很少人愿意这样做，对不对？
Very few are willing to do that.
他很努力祷告。
He prays earnestly.
有些时候他不吃饭，禁食祷告。
He often fasts and prays.
他就是希望能够把他的罪恶拿掉。
He was hoping to so that he can be forgiven for his sins.
有一次，他一连7个礼拜，几乎完全没有睡觉。
Once he for 7 weeks he didn't sleep.
他不断的用拉丁文祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告。
He continued to pray for many weeks.
在冬天的时候。他把唯一的一条毯子也丢掉了，就是为了要刻苦自己，刻苦自己除掉罪恶。
Even in winter time, he would take his blanket off so that he could suffer.
人发现他的时候，差不多冻死了。
When they found him, he was almost dead because of the cold.
还有一次，3天3夜也不吃也不喝，人发现他已经躺在地上，快要死了。
Once he didn't eat for 3 days and didn't drink for 3 days, they found.
他为什么这么努力呢？
Why did he try so hard?
他就是觉得他心里面有一种的罪恶，他想要把它拿掉。
He felt that he had a lot of sins that he needs to be taken away.
到后来他完全绝望了。
At the end, he could not do that.
他说罪恶永远比我强。
He felt that the sin.It's always stronger than him.
一个人戴上那个修道士的帽子，住到修道院里面去，并不能够完全逃离罪恶。
Those who are in the monasteries, they put on a hat so that they can be in the monastery, but that cannot take the sins away.
修道院的墙并不能够把魔鬼、罪恶、试探关在外面。
The monks who are in the monasteries could not leave the sins outside of the monastery.
后来马丁路德遇见一个人。
That time, Martin Luther met a man.
感谢神，他遇见了那个人。
Praise God, he found this person.
那个人对他说。
The man said to him,
你想要胜过罪恶的努力是非常好的，可是方法错了。
He said, if you want forgiveness, you need to try. It is good to seek that, but wrong method.
你要仰望钉十字架的耶稣基督。
You have to look at the cross of Jesus Christ.
你要仰望耶稣的伤口流出来的血。
You need to look at the blood of Jesus sacrificed.
在那个地方，你会得到神的恩典。
Only at that place where you can be forgiven.
只有神能够改变你。
Only God can change you.
你一直希望借着苦修苦修苦修、没有办法。
If you just try it and try it by your own effort, it doesn't work.
你要的是爱那个爱你的耶稣。
You need to love the Christ who loves you.
马丁路德的生命后来得到大的改变。
Martin Luther's life had a radical change at that time.
今天还是有很多人走以前马丁路德那个错误的道路。
Even today, many people are seeking the same method.
有些人用鞭子打自己。
Some flagellate themselves to injure themselves.
你没有看见有人在那个床上钉很多的钉子躺在上面。
There's also people who lie on these nails.
他们就是希望能够刑罚这个身体，希望罪恶能够被除掉。
They're hoping that the suffering that they're going through those injury from the nails would allow them to be free from sin.
我在报纸上看见有一个二十二岁的青年人。
I saw in the paper there's a 22-year-old.
他为了要克制他身体的情欲，他拿刀子杀自己，还是没有办法。
He was trying to cure himself of all the bad feelings of sin. He cut himself trying to do that.
有些人希望在教会里捐很多钱，说不定他的罪能够得到赦免。
Some people have donated a lot of money, hoping that that would free him from sin.
其实这都不是正确的方法。
But that's all not in the right approach.
最好的方法，最近的路，就是相信耶稣基督。
The best method, the only method is to believe in Jesus.
从耶稣那里得到一个新的生命。
To get a new life from Christ.
让耶稣基督改变你。
So that Christ can change you.
犹太人想要得救，他们用遵行律法的方法，遵守隔离的方法，是很大的错误。
The Jews were trying to seeking God through law and through circumcision is the wrong.
今天很多人想要得救，用这个立功的方法，用这个苦修的方法，也是很大的错误。
Today's people try to be saved through works is not the right method either.
后来马丁路德对人说
，Later on, Martin Luther said,
信耶稣，仰望耶稣十字架的所流的血，你会在那里得到神的恩典。
Only through faith in Christ and looking at the believe in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, you can be saved.
有一个很有名的神学家，名字叫做奥古斯丁。
There is also a very famous theologian named Augustine.
他也说了一句话。
He also said,
他说最要紧的就是你要全心的爱神。
The most important thing is to love God with your whole heart.
Love God and do whatever you like.
Love God and do whatever you like.
我们不是要遵守很多的条约 ，do this, do not, 做这个做那个。你最要紧的是你要真正的爱神。
It doesn't matter what you do, but the main thing is to love God.
Love God and do whatever you like. 哎呀，我们就是不够爱神呐。
Yes, we do not love God enough.
我们都是爱自己啊。
We all love ourselves.
要仰望耶稣，钉十字架的耶稣，他的血能够洗净我们的罪。
We need to look up to Christ to wash our sins away.
这是第二个问题。
This is the second.
人怎么样可以得救
？How can we be saved?
神给人得救的方法其实是最简单的方法。
The message for us to the method to be saved is the most simple method.
听见了以后，你相信，你就得救。
When you hear.The gospel and believe and you'll be saved.
你口里认耶稣为主，心里相信神让他从死里复活，就必得救。
If you confess your Jesus and to believe in the blood of Christ, you'll be saved.
到神那里去的有一条最短的路，就是信心。
The shortest way to be saved is through faith.
我盼望我们在座的每一个人都能够相信耶稣。
I hope everyone here can believe in Christ.
还有第三个问题。
There's a third problem.
谁是救主？
Who is the Savior?
我们看约翰一书第四章。
When we look at the first John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章一节到三节。
First John chapter 4, 1 through 3.
约翰一书第一第四章一节到三节。
Chapter 4, 1 through 3.
亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。
Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的，因此从此你们可以认出神的灵来。
This is how you can recognize the spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God.
凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神的，这是那敌基督者的灵，你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。
But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now it's already in the world.
第一个问题，谁可以得救？
The first question, who can be saved?
第二个问题，怎么样得救？
Second question, how can be saved?
第三个问题，谁是救主？
Third question, who is the Savior?
你说我信耶稣。
You said to believe in Jesus.
你相信的耶稣是怎样的一个耶稣？这个很重要。
It's very important to know who do you believe. Who is
有人认为耶稣就是个好人。
Some believe Jesus is a good man.
你光信耶稣是个好人，你没有得救。
If you just believe that Jesus is a good man, does not, you cannot be saved.
你要知道耶稣是谁。
You have to know who is Jesus Christ.
初代教会有这三个问题。
The early church has three questions.
第一个问题，什么人可以得救？
First question, who can be saved?
那个时候彼得做教会的领袖，他帮助教会解决了这个问题。
So Peter solved this problem in the early church.
第二个问题，怎么样可以得救？
Second question, how to be saved?
当时保罗是教会的领袖，他靠着神给他的智慧解决了这个问题。
That time, the leader of the church, Paul, preached the gospel.
到了第一个世纪末了的时候，
At the end of the century,
彼得、保罗都去世了。
Paul and Peter are gone.
教会里面发生了这样一个问题。到底谁是救主？
There is this question, who is Jesus?
感谢神，耶稣的门徒里面有一个约翰，活得很长，活了九十多岁，他那个时候还活着。
Praise the Lord, there was John who was left at that time, that lived a long time.
当时神借着他解决了这个问题。
God used him to solve this, to answer this question.
约翰一书就是他所写的。
The first John is written by him.
在教会刚成立不久，已经就开始有异端了。
When the church first started, there was also different sects.
一个人说我信耶稣。
Some sects said we believe in Jesus.
可是他们否定了耶稣的神性，意思说耶稣是个好人，不相信他是神。
Some believe that Jesus is a good man, but he is not God.
他们说耶稣是木匠的儿子。
They said that Jesus is just a son's carpenter of a son.
他们不相信玛利亚是童女怀孕生子。
They did not believe the Virgin Mary.
他们认为耶稣就是个最好的人。
They believe that Jesus is the best.
好像东方的孔子，西方的苏格拉底一样。
He's just a good man, just like Confucius or others.
今天也有很多人认为耶稣是个很好的人。
Many people here today believe Jesus is a good man.
主耶稣有一次问他的门徒，我是谁？
One time, Jesus asked his disciples, who am I?
有人说，你是施洗的约翰。
Some said you are the
John the Baptist. 他说有人说你是以利亚。
Some say you are Elijah.
有人说你是耶利米。
Some say you are
Jeremiah. 有人说你是先知里的一位。
Some say you are one of the prophets.
你看都是有不同的讲法，都是认为他是个很伟大的人。
Some say they are all, these are all very important famous people.
耶稣有一次带着三个门徒到一个高山上变相
了。Jesus took his disciples to the mountains one time.
彼得对耶稣说，我们可以在这里搭三座棚。
Peter said, we can set three tents here.
一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
We can have one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
当时在门徒的心里面，他们认为耶稣就是个很伟大的人，跟摩西差不多，跟以利亚差不多。
They think that Jesus is just like Moses or Elijah.
他们还不知道耶稣是神的儿子。
They did not know that Jesus was the Son of God.
他们还不知道耶稣是神，成为一个人来到世界。
They didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of Man, came, became man.
当最后耶稣骑着驴驹进耶路撒冷的时候，
When Jesus rode the donkey into Jerusalem,
他们都大声喊啊，高兴得不得了，高兴得不得了。
They're all very happy and praising the Lord.
很多人也不知道到底发生什么事情。
Nobody knows what's, a lot of people did not know what's going on.
有人说，哎呀，就是加利利有一个先知，拿撒勒人的先知耶稣来了。
Some believe that there was a prophet from Galilee is coming here.
历史历代很多人都认为耶稣是个很好的人，很伟大的人。
The Pharisees also, many of them believe that Jesus was a very good man.
他是个伟大的先知。
He's a good prophet.
他是个伟大的老师。
He's a great teacher.
他是个伟大的民族运动领袖。
He's a great revolutionary.
他们心里面认为就是耶稣就是很多人中间的一个，不过就是比较好一点。
They also just believe that Jesus was a great man.
让我再讲一件事。
Let me tell you another story.
圣经里面记载耶稣十二岁的时候。
The scripture is recording scripture.
约瑟玛利亚带耶稣到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
Joseph and Maria took Jesus to Jerusalem.
后来他们回家了，他们就走在回家的路上。
So they after they left Jerusalem.
后来他们发现耶稣没有跟他们在一块儿回去。
They found that Jesus was not with
them. 他们到处找。
They are looking for him.
后来到回到圣耶路撒冷圣殿里去找。
And then they went back to the temple to look for Jesus.
他们看见耶稣在圣殿里面。
They saw found Jesus in the temple.
当时玛利亚就对耶稣说了这样一句话。
That time Mary told Jesus.
这在圣经里面记载。
It was recorded in the Bible.
玛利亚对耶稣说。
Mary said to Jesus.
我儿 ，my son 啊，我儿，为什么像我们这样做呢？看呐、啊，你的父亲 your father， 你看见你的父亲和我很伤心来找你。
My son, why are you doing this?We're really worried about you. We're looking for you.
你的父亲和我来找你。
Your father and I came to find you.
耶稣怎么回答呢？
What did Jesus respond to them?
耶稣说为什么找我呢？
Jesus said, why are you looking for me?
岂不知，注意啊，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Don't you know that I have some business here to do in the temple?
For my father.
For my father.
你看玛利亚也讲到 your father, 耶稣也讲到 my father. 可是他们讲的是不同的。
Mary said, your father and I came to look for him. And Jesus also said, my father. So, but the two fathers are different.
玛利亚说的那个 father 就是木匠约瑟。
Mary's father is her husband, Joseph.
耶稣说的My father, 就是 Heavenly Father, 天上的神。
Jesus referred to Father, the Father that Jesus referred to is the Heavenly Father, His Heavenly Father.
到那个时候，玛利亚还不认识耶稣。
That time, Mary does not know Jesus yet. Does not.
耶稣对他说，我真正的父亲是天上的神。
Jesus was telling her that my real father is the heavenly, my heavenly father, God.
到底你相信的耶稣是怎么样的一个耶稣？
So, who's the Christ you really believe in?
你相信的耶稣就是一个伟大的老师吗？
Do you just believe Jesus that he's a great teacher?
就是一个伟大的民族领袖吗？
Is he a great leader?
还是你相信弟兄姐妹，这是很重要的事。你相信的耶稣到底是谁？
It's very important to know who's Jesus do you believe in.
谁才是真的救主？
Who is the real Savior?
有很多人在宗教信仰方面非常糊涂。
Many people are confused about this idea.
在远东有一些人盖这个庙啊，里面拜了很多很多。
In Asia, there is a temple that have many gods.
在一个庙里面拜释迦牟尼，也拜穆罕默德，也拜耶稣基督。
In the temple, they worship many gods.
有一次我遇见一个人。
One time I met a man.
这个人穿了一个很奇怪的衣服。
This man has a very interesting clothes that he was wearing.
很多颜色的。
Has many colors.
上面写了很多字。
Many words.
他戴了一个帽子。
Has a hat.
在帽子上面有一个乌龟。
There's a hat. There's a turtle on top of the hat.
在乌龟的上面呢有一个十字架。
On top of the turtle, there's a cross.
我就很好奇，我就问他，先生，请问你相信什么呢？
So I just asked him, can you tell me who do you believe in?
他说我什么都相信。
He said, I believe.
我相信孔子，我相信观世音，我也相信耶稣。
He said, I believe in Confucius, I believe in Guan Yin as well as Jesus.
我就说，请问你相信这么多，哪一位最大呢？
So I asked him, you believe so many gods, but which one is the greatest?
当然耶稣最大了。
He said, of course,
你看我的帽子上那个乌龟上面还有个十字架呢。
He said, just because you have a cross on top.
有些人信的是糊里糊涂的。
Some people just believe in everything.
有人问一个山东老乡，你相不相信啊耶稣啊？
One time I asked a man from Shandong.
方山说，他说俺啥都信。
I believe in anything.
他说我什么都信，你什么都信就是什么都不信啊。
If you believe in everything, means you
你必须要搞清楚你相信的是谁。
You have to be sure who do you believe in.
耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
老约翰写约翰一书的时候就是告诉我们。
When John wrote First John,
有很多假先知、假基督已经出来了。
There were many false prophets at the time.
今天也有很多人说他是耶稣啊。
Today also many people say that they're Jesus.
在那个神经病院里面的人很多都说他是耶稣啊。
In the mental institution, there are many people believe that.
你相信的耶稣到底是怎么样的一个耶稣
？So the Jesus you believe in.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，才是出于神。
Who's the Jesus you believe in, which is has come in the flesh is from God.
假如灵不认耶稣基督，就不是出于神。
If the spirit does not believe in Jesus, Son of God, is not Jesus.
简单说来，这个意思就是
，to simplify，
你若是相信耶稣是从神那里来，是神的儿子，是神的儿子，这才是出于神。
If you believe that Jesus comes from God and that he's the Son of God, then that is the Jesus you want to believe in.
所以老约翰解决了教会的第三个问题。
So John solved this question.
今天我们讲这三个问题。
Today we talk about these
初代教会的时候面对的三个问题。
The three questions of early church.
第一个，谁可以得救？
The first one, who can be saved?
感谢神啊。
Praise the Lord.
人人都可以得救
，Everyone can be saved，
没有种族的限制
，No racial
没有社会地位的限制
，No social barriers，
没有男女的限制
，No inequality woman man，
圣经里面讲的有一个行邪术的西门，他后来也信耶稣了。
Those who are believe in
witchcraft
also believe, can
yes,
believe in Jesus.
还有一个太监，一个 eunuch， 他也信耶稣了。
Also a eunuch would believe in Christ.
还有妓女拉合也信耶稣了。
Also prostitutes also believe in Jesus.
只要人悔改，都能够信耶稣。
Those who repent.
怎么样可以得救呢？
How can we be saved?
我们不是靠自己。
We do not depend our own efforts.
我们靠的钉十字架的耶稣基督。
We trust in the Jesus on the cross.
我们必须要谦卑，承认自己的罪，信靠耶稣。
We must be humble and admit our faults.
第三个问题，到底谁是救主？
The third question, who is Jesus? Who's the Savior?
我小的时候，跟家里的人也到庙里去拜呀。
When I was young, I also went to the temple with my family.
假如人不会生小孩，就要去拜观音菩萨，会生小孩。
We can't have any babies, then we will go to the temple and pray.
你做生意啊，你要拜关公，你可以发财。
If your business is not good, you can pray in the temple to get.
我小时候也是糊里糊涂的。
I'm also confused at the time.
不过我去到庙里都是很害怕的。
But whenever I go to the temple,
因为我看那些偶像那个样子都很可怕。
I see all the idols very scary to me.
晚上我一个人绝对不敢到庙里去。
If I was by myself, I would never go to the
temple. 后来我信了耶稣，我才知道神不是很可怕，神是很爱的。
When I believe in God, I no longer afraid of the.
神就是爱。
Because God is love.
神爱我就好像父亲爱我一样。
God loves me.
哎呀，我在我的观念里把神的观念完全改变过来。
My idea of God has changed.
我们现在来到教会，我们不会觉得害怕。
When I come to the church now, I'm not afraid.
我们觉得很温暖，很快乐。
I feel very warm.
我们大家也是彼此相爱，一家的人。
We love one another.
感谢神，我们可以得救。
Praise the Lord that we can be saved.
我们知道得救的路。
We know the road.
我们相信
be saved.
神的儿子耶稣基督。
We believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ.